Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Caleb, thanks for joining us today on Business Ninjas. We really appreciate you stopping by and taking the time. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on today.
You bet. Let's knock through all the basic stuff. So give us your full name, your role in the company, the name of the company, the website, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so my name is Caleb Avery. I'm the founder and CEO here at Tilled. If you're looking to find us, I'm very active on LinkedIn, Tilled website, TILLED.com.
Great. And where are you folks based?
So I'm based in Boulder, Colorado. We've probably got maybe a third of the team here, but we are, you know, a remote first business. And so we've got, employees scattered all across the country at this point.
Right on. Good deal. All right. And maybe to level set, you could give us a little bit of a career arc that brought you to the present opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I got started in the payment space at 19 years old, going door to door selling payments to small business owners, as all 19-year-old college students do. And so for me, you know, as we scaled up that first business, I started getting brought in on these consulting opportunities for software companies. And so most of these were vertical software businesses, anywhere from about $100 million to over $1 billion of annual processing volume. And for most of these companies, they were struggling with a Stripe or a Braintree where they were just passing along the Stripe fees onto their merchants. And so, you know, for someone like a, you know, golf course management platform, they weren't actually generating any revenue every time one of their golf courses processed a transaction. And for some of these guys, they were leaving millions of dollars in additional revenue on the table. And so they brought me in as a consultant to really help them figure out how to create that recurring revenue stream. And at the time, that technology was so limited that, you know, after seeing the same problem over and over again, decided that there might be an opportunity to go build out, you know, what ultimately became Tilled.
Wow. Okay. That's cool. And maybe let everybody know sort of the elevator pitch for Tilled and how you position yourselves.
Sure. So, you know, the elevator pitch for Tilled, we call ourselves PayFac as a service. And so we're providing, you know, ISVs and vertical software companies the ability to come plug into our turnkey white labeled payments infrastructure solution. So a lot of jargon, but what that means is that you can get up and running quickly. Our average integration is under 2 weeks, and we give you the ability to monetize your payments and create a recurring revenue stream off of all of the downstream payments flowing through your platform. So that ease of the integration and then that payment monetization angle are really two of the kind of major advantages of Tilled and our PayFac as a service offering.
That seems like an exceptionally quick integration given all of the, like, the core components of the financial side of the house that you're dealing with. That's amazing.
Didn't start out that way, but you know, after a little over 4 years, we've figured a lot out. I'd figured out how to make that a reality.
Yeah, I bet. And are there certain industries or verticals that you're maybe seeing greater uptake with than others?
Yeah, certainly. So for us, you know, we're focused on low risk vertical software businesses. And so industries like the nonprofit space, field services is a vertical that we have a ton of demand in. Property management is another big one. And then we're seeing more and more interest in the B2B category. So, you know, accounts receivable automation, ERP platforms. But for us, you know, almost any low risk, you know, vertical can work. And then most of our clients are out of mid-market, lower enterprise stage businesses. So our average clients are kind of $50 million to $2 billion a year, you know, annual processing volume. And so not to say that we won't work with startups, that's probably 20% of our book of business. And we've got a couple of, you know, very large customers. But most of what we do is that kind of mid-market, lower enterprise segment. And that's where we focus a lot of our, you know, go-to-market efforts.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you gave a little bit of the origin story already, but I'm wondering what the initial vision was versus where you are today. I'm guessing there's been a progression as you've gotten your first cohorts of customers in and kind of figured things out. So what's that journey been like?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, had the ISO, had the consulting, you know, experience. And for me, you know, as I was going through and consulting for these companies, time to market was consistently the biggest frustration for these businesses where, you know, look, Stripe's a fantastic technology company. You can get Stripe up and running in less than a week. And when we started looking at alternatives, you're looking at 6, 9, 12 month, integration cycles. And for, a software company, they don't want their development team tied up for 12 months integrating into something that's not core to the business. And so for me, the original hypothesis, the original thesis was, what would have to be true for a software company to integrate to Tilled in 1 week? That was the original, idea. And we haven't quite gotten there at this point. We've launched 15 software businesses so far this quarter. The average integration was just under 10 days. And so we're like this close to kind of hitting that original mark. But for us, it's definitely been a journey. We're over 4 years in, to building out the business. Our first integrations were over 200 days. and so, we didn't start out with the kind of perfect, solution in place. But as we started to evolve the technology, the team, the processes, the back end architecture, we figured out, all of the things that needed to be true to get, pretty darn close to, that 1 week, hypothesis. So it's been an awesome journey building out the business. It was definitely a long journey.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big improvement, 200 days down to 10. That's awesome. And what's the revenue model for the company?
Yeah. So for us, we primarily operate on a revenue share model. So we typically give, at or near a pass-through of our back-end fees to our software partners, and then we allow them to set the pricing to their merchants. And so, the golf course still pays 3%, but it only costs, about 2.2% to actually process the transaction. And so most of our partnerships see about 80 basis points or 0.8% of gross margin. And then we typically share starting at 66% of that, gross revenue back to our software partners. And that flexes up based on scale and volume. But generally speaking, our partners earn the lion's share of the revenue. They're in full control of the pricing to their customers. We're transparent, telling them what the cost of processing is. And then we rev share the delta in between.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you've touched on like your speed to integration. I'm wondering what else you have that distinguishes you out there. I'm sure you've got some differentiators as well, but I mean, that's a big leg up having that sort of an integration cycle. But how else do you guys separate yourselves out?
Yeah, certainly. Sub 10 day integration definitely gets, people's attention. I think the business model being as simple as it is, where there's essentially one number to negotiate. You've got a pass through of the cost. Let's negotiate a rev share. And so that certainly gets people's attention. And then for us, I'd say another key value add are our kind of value add services, where, not only are we offering kind of basic technical support and merchant support, if you want us to work with you on sales support, marketing support, we've got our sales guys, hey, do you want them to go to a trade show with you and talk to your customers about payments? Do you want us to help you analyze statements for your customers? Do you need help with marketing campaigns, email campaigns, landing pages? Maybe we help you guys write some blog content. So for us, we really lean in for partners that are, motivated and excited to scale payments within their business and offer them, a host of services that you're just not going to get that level of support, from someone like Stripe. Maybe they'll give you the technology. Maybe you'll get, decent pricing, but you're never going to have, a Stripe sales rep at your trade show or, helping you design email campaigns out to your customers. That's just not going to happen.
Wow. Yeah, that's going above and beyond. That's awesome. And what's, so you've been at it 4 years, which means that you got to enjoy both startup life and navigating through the COVID era. So I wonder what that was like, for yourselves and for your customers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the early days of COVID were obviously, interesting times for everybody. But I think, we were at a kind of particular inflection point in the business, as well as for me personally. I mean, I had my second kid was 3 weeks old when the COVID lockdown happened, and we were three employees in the Tilled business. We're kind of 50 odd people on the team, today. And so obviously from, three employees to where we are today, it's been, quite an interesting journey. But the early days of COVID was a pretty big challenge for us, where we were just starting to figure out, like, how are we going to finance the business? How are we going to take this thing, to market? And both of the original plans that we had for financing and go to market evaporated pretty quickly, when COVID happened. And so us, like many, startups and businesses at that point in time, had to really figure out a pivot. How are we going to go finance this business, and how are we going, to take this thing to market? And for us, the financing solution was figuring out how to raise venture capital. And then the go-to-market motion, we transitioned from a pure outbound approach to a content marketing strategy. And for us, that primarily centered around LinkedIn. And so that transition on both of those fronts, panned out, but, certainly represented quite a big shift from what the original plan was. And we have COVID to thank for, forcing us into those pivots, but ultimately getting us, I think, into the right place. I think, raising venture capital and, content marketing strategy ended up being, by far some of the best decisions that we made. And we might have eventually pivoted in those directions, but we were kind of forced to make that decision, quite a bit sooner than we necessarily otherwise would have.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. And you've touched on content marketing a couple of times. It sounds like it's a core part of what you're doing, both for yourselves and for your clients. So I'm curious what your outreach strategy is, which channels you're active in, whether it's going to be social media channels or LinkedIn or your own site. So what's the strategy around that?
Yeah. So, originally it's hard to necessarily call it a strategy. We had activities at this point, a bit more of a strategy. But I think for us, one of the things that was unique was that we actually started producing content long before we launched the product. And so, almost 12 months before we actually came to market with the original, version of the Tilt platform, we were creating blogs and longer form pieces of content, because for me, we were going down this content marketing strategy route. We really wanted to position ourselves as a thought leader offering educational content in the ecosystem. And so, one of the first things that I did was go hire a ghostwriter. And so for me, I knew that the chances of me sitting down and writing a 1,000-word blog were pretty low. But me sitting down and talking to someone and interviewing me for 20 minutes, like, I could do that all day long. And so brought on a ghostwriter, started producing content, and then LinkedIn really became the primary distribution channel for us, and still is today. Our first year in the market, we were 95% inbound organic lead flow. And so, obviously the content marketing strategy, worked pretty well, out of the gate. And at this point, it's still about 48% of the lead flow for the business. And so for, high ACV B2B sale to be able to generate, that sort of demand and lead flow, inbound organically without spending, money on, paid ads and things like that, was definitely something that's made our marketing team, pretty happy.
I bet. Yeah, that's a great profile. And have you started getting active on other social media channels since the initial success with LinkedIn?
I would say a little bit. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, but not really as devoted from a strategy perspective, and certainly haven't seen the level of results. I think the nice thing is that I think, if you'd asked me, 2.5 years ago, if I thought we could really scale, a B2B, lead gen strategy through LinkedIn, I would have said you were crazy. And even a year ago, we thought, like, hey, at some point this is going to plateau, but it's actually accelerating, which is pretty exciting, a couple of years in on the strategy. And so obviously, takes tweaks, over time. But I think for us, it just is working, so well that we feel like this is where our customers are hanging out. We're seeing, the impact and the results that we want to see. And we're now starting to layer in, a paid strategy on top of the organic approach, and just starting to see, the early results from adding in, that paid, the paid campaigns on top of the organic strategy. So that's been more the lever that we've decided to pull, as opposed to really going all in on other platforms.
Right. That makes sense. Well, thanks for coming by. It sounds like you've got a great trajectory going already this early in the year, and it's going to be fun to see where you get by the end of the year. So we're looking forward to seeing how it goes. And thanks again for stopping by.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me on today. It's definitely been an exciting year so far, and excited for the year ahead. But thanks for the opportunity to tell my story. Appreciate the time.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.